Good morning. Welcome to our time of worship here at St. John's Christian Church. It's good to greet you in person. If you were here last Sunday or live streamed, you saw me by video, and it's much better for me to be here in person. So welcome to you all. Welcome to our guests and visitors. May we all have a blessed time of worship this morning. It's always good to be back home from a week away from a short week in Biloxi with Back Bay Mission. Our group of nine enjoyed some great times of fellowship as well as various work projects. It's the first time the group flew down and flew home. I don't know why we didn't do that 20-some years ago, because it is much better. I didn't realize until yesterday morning when I was catching up on everything, my body didn't ache from the 16, 18-hour trip. But I want to thank you on behalf of the team for all of your support of the trip, both through the mission offerings and through your prayers. Please look over the various pages of announcements in your bulletin. I want to highlight some. There's a special congregational meeting next Sunday after each service of worship. There are two items. Number one is to consider a contract with Shepherd Staff for the pastor search process. And at this point, the quote for that is $28,500, and we'll learn more about that next week. And then the second item is a landscaping project to remove all of the lava rock and all of the old weed mat, prepare the beds, and put in river rock. And that is a total of, at this point, of $33,000. There is no packet to pass out. In my absence, it didn't get done, but those are the numbers that I was able to dial in yesterday. So that'll happen after each service next Sunday. The Veterans Breakfast will begin at 9:15 instead of 9 o'clock as in years past. I will have a shorter sermon during the 8 o'clock service, so we'll be done by 9:15 for the veterans to be there at that breakfast. And then the silent auction for building project items. There are many pews out in the storage building. There are the old overhead lights. You can read more detail in the bulletin and in the visitor, but those will be up for silent auction, first from the congregation. And my mic keeps dropping, so sorry. I'm still getting used to this new one. But hopefully by tomorrow morning, everything will be arranged and numbered, and the storage, the door on the storage building porch will be unlocked. As you walk in, on the right, behind the post, is the light switch. If the first one doesn't work, it means you just turned on the porch lights behind you. So be aware of that, and that'll be available for the next couple of weeks. Also, there's an item in the bulletin about getting ready for decorating for the holidays, for Christmas and Advent, and we're seeking volunteers on that. So if you can help on November 23rd, that would be greatly appreciated. We are in a new month, November 2nd, so our mission of the month has changed, and now we are into supporting Christmas cheer in the month of November.
Our opening scripture is Psalm 130. It's a prayer for mercy and grounds for assurance, a personal testimony inviting trust in the Lord. Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Let us pray together. O God, you have been our help in ages past, and you are the hope that we find. Lord, we thank you so much for your love, your everlasting goodness, and your faithfulness. We praise you for who you are. Lord, we ask that you would pour out your Spirit upon this congregation, that we might pour out our love to each other and to you. Bless this time of fellowship, time of worship. and help us to share that with others whom we meet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. We've all entered into the sanctuary. We've entered the Holy of Holies. Our call to worship is called For Your Name is Holy, and you are welcome to join us in song, in prayer, just listening, however you would like to. Transition into some opening praise songs. We're going to attempt lyric videos again for the next two. The first one is called Here For You. It is a newer one. It should be hopefully fairly simple to learn, but the words, if you would concentrate on, the words are, we are here for you. I know God is always for us and here with us, but we are here to praise him and to worship him. Following that, we will sing one more familiar called Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. So I invite you to stand and join with us.
Fill our hearts with your light. hearts are open, nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy, only you are worthy. God, let your fire fall down.
Let us shout. Be your anthem, your renown. Fill the sky, we are here for you. We are here for you. Let your word move in power. Let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. We are here for you. You, our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy. Fire fall down. You, our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy. God, let your fire fall down.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift
lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
And for our third song, I'm going to read from Psalm 36, starting with verse 5, coming from the Living Bible. And it says, "Your steadfast love, O Lord, is as great as all the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your justice is as solid as God's mountains. Your decisions are as full of wisdom as the oceans are with water. You are concerned for men and animals alike. How precious is your constant love, O God. All humanity takes refuge in the shadow of your wings. You feed them with blessings from your own table and let them drink from your rivers of delight." Oh, I was debating if I was going on to the next verse. So, rivers of delight. Thank you for laughing with me. But we are going to sing "Your Love, O Lord."
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. How we doing? Good to know. Good to know.
Money.
I'm going to entrust three of you with money. You get five. You get two. And you get one. Hey, but they didn't get any, so at least you got one.
Yeah, but I got the less.
I know. Well, and your reaction is part of the lesson in the Bible story today. Huh.
Yay.
Yeah. You didn't even know it this time. Have you heard of the parable of the talents? Anybody out there heard of the parable of the talents, where there's a man going on a journey? And while he's gone, he entrusts his possessions with three of his servants. So you are the three servants. To one, he gave five talents. To another, he gave two talents. And to a third, he gave one talent. And then the man went on his journey. And while he was gone, the three servants took care of their master's possessions. And so the servant with $5 went and put it into action and made five more. The servant with two talents, I shouldn't say $2, or $5, two talents, went and put it into action and made two more talents. The servant with the one talent knew that there were some issues, and so he went and buried his talent in the ground. Yeah. So after a long time and a delay, the man came back and he went to his servants to settle accounts. And the servant that had received five said, "Look, master, I have made five more." And the one with two talents went to the master and said, "Look, master, I have made two more." And the master told both of those servants, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will make you in charge of more. Enter into your master's happiness." And so he was very pleased. The two took those talents and put them to work and made more. And then there was the third servant that had given one talent and buried the talent. And he buried it because he knew that his master was a hard man and that he harvested where he had not sown. But the master, in talking to the third servant, said, "Well, if you know that I was a hard man and you know that I harvest where I do not sow, you should have at least put the money, the talent in the bank and gained interest. But because you failed to do what I expected my servant to do, your talent was taken away, and it was given to the one who had 10. And then you were the third, not you personally, Ryan, but the third servant was thrown out. Now, one of the things that and this is why you always have to continue to read Scripture. I read this story many times, but I learned something new this time. And exactly what you were unhappy because you only got one talent from the master, from the man. And that could have been part of the man's problem. He was envious of the other two. Now, what does that teach us? The parable is about money, but in today's age, we often talk about those talents being the gifts and the abilities that we can use to glorify God. And we have to be happy and content with what God gives us. So whatever talent you have, with that vast, knowledgeable brain that you have to be happy with who you are and use your resources to honor God. And the same with all of us. So we can't be envious about the gifts of somebody else. We just have to know that God knows us, God created us to be who we are, and we do things with our resources to honor God. And we'll talk more about that as the years unfold. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for these children, and I thank you for the homes and the families in which they are being raised and their presence in our church, where we can continue to teach them and they can teach us how to be faithful with our resources to honor you. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You get to go to your seats. Unfortunately, I need my money back. Thank you. Let us bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, as the God of all creation, you are the supreme power. You are the supreme authority over all aspects of life lived on this earth. May it be with a great sense of humbleness that we each bow before you in this time of prayer, offering our thoughts of adoration, glory, and honor to you and to you alone. As you describe your creation as good in the opening passages of the book of Genesis, we regret our own sinfulness that takes away from your goodness. We thank you for you sending your Son Jesus to be our Savior and to be our teacher as we recognize our need for further knowledge and further wisdom as we each seek to serve you in your earthly kingdom. Lord, in a world where there is war and violence, when government and politics can be so divisive, when the issues of poverty and hunger seem so insurmountable, where injuries and illness and disease overwhelm medical facilities, where the Christian church is so divergent in its theology and teaching, amidst it all, we pray for your revelation. We pray for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit, that we would know the truth from the Scriptures. Forgive us, Lord. Redeem us through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Empower us as your servants to be good stewards of the resources you provide. For your glory and for the peace and joy of all your people, awaken our minds to the depths of our Lord's Prayer as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our sermon scripture this morning is the parable of the talents found in the Gospel of Matthew. This parable teaches us about responsible stewardship of what God has given us, such as time, resources, and abilities. Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also, the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things, so I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is God's holy word.